Well, we've got a lot going on in the last month. We have the whole thing with COVID, which, as if you remember, when it came to the masks, it came to light that masks were about as worthless as a $3 bill, which I told you guys last month when I did the My Take on COVID podcast. Secondly, the infection rate versus the survival rate, and I got some funny information about that to show you how this was orchestrated and fake news, as the president put it. And then, because the narrative for COVID was starting to get old, people were starting to go, fuck it, we're leaving. We're opening our businesses, we're getting back to it. All of a sudden, we have this death of, unfortunate murder and death of this individual in police custody. And now, you know, they're lighting the world on fire. So we've got protests, more like riots, and looting in the streets and pillaging in the streets. So yeah, a lot going on this month, but join me now, because we're going to get into some portions of it, and we're going to talk about it, and it is time to be toxic, toxically male, and for toxic masculinity. So all the bullshit has come back to roost, come back to haunt. People are tired of the bullshit. As George Carlin would say, it's all bullshit and it's bad for you. And it did come back to roost. First, let's start off with COVID. Okay. Last week, I found out that one of my closest friends, confidants, and mentors, his nephew, extended nephew, if you will, passed away from COVID and coronavirus. And it was not fun for anybody. It's lethal when you get it. And it affects people. And I'm not downplaying that. What I'm downplaying is the amount of panic, the amount of stupid that was thrown at this to stop this global pandemic. We're not going to do anything till there's a vaccine, blah, blah, blah. You know, all the bullshit has come back to roost. And as we get into it, I think a lot of the over the top with the rioting is the fault of the over the top response. The rioting for the death of George Floyd, the murder of George Floyd. I think all the rioting is part of it. Part of the response, if you will, is over the top because of the over the top response, the bullshit response for COVID-19. Now, here's the thing, guys. As you dig deeper and deeper into the motivations and everything about this, you find out that this is clearly orchestrated to do one thing and one thing only. The COVID thing had nothing to do with public safety. Told you so. We get information from all of the experts now saying, oh, guess what? Well, the masks don't do what we thought they did. Or what we told you they did. Look, people, like I said in the last one, I'm not a smart man. but I'm smart enough to understand basics of science. Cloth masks ain't going to stop shit. And then I find this tidbit out. There are more people actually having respiratory issues per capita. Now, whether, and I can't verify this number, but I find it ironic if it can be, if somebody can verify it for me, please send me an email or a message. But it does not surprise me, and I would believe it anyway, that there are more people having issues from masks, respiratory issues from masks, than they were from COVID. And I told you so about the masks. I told you about the nitwits. And that these so-called scientists, it had nothing to do with masks. It had nothing to do with public health. My ex-mother-in-law worked 30 years in surgery. She wore a mask every day. She was a surgical tech for 30 years. They pumped oxygen into the room. The room was made sure that people wearing masks could breathe and function correctly. Check this out. California OSHA, Cal OSHA, our law for workplace gear, if you will. Cal OSHA has regulations for wearing masks. Cal OSHA Title 8, Section 5144, I believe it is, states mask regulations. Stores and businesses that require you to wear a mask into their establishment are in violation, if you're here in Southern California like I am, are in violation of Cal OSHA. OSHA's the law. Remember this. Oh, the president's just sharing something from the White House, so we'll get into that later. That just got a notification. But, sorry. Cal OSHA. Okay, this is the law of the land. This is the law in California that states what you can and can't do with a mask. When you go into a place in a mask, in a confined space, and a building is considered a confined space, if that building's owners, managers, or people operating out of it cannot guarantee you a 19.2% oxygen to the brain, because anything under 19.2% oxygen, your brain cells die at an exponential rate. If they cannot guarantee you that they can keep a minimum of 19.2% oxygen level in that, in their building, according to Cal OSHA, you are not allowed to go into that building, that confined space, with a mask on. That's the law. Now, an executive order in the state of California isn't worth the lips it came out of and the paper and the ink that it was printed with. You notice one thing? I found this very interesting. Where the fuck is OSHA? You know, they start mandating wearing masks indoors, and all of a sudden, OSHA's silent. Roaringly silent. Where's OSHA? OSHA was told to stand down, more than likely, because it goes completely against the law that they have. People, this has nothing to do with stopping the spread. We need it. We need herd mentality the same as we do with flu, with colds, with everything else. And we're going to be dealing with various coronaviruses for the next 1,000 years. Because they all come in various different strains and forms. Kind of like colds and flus. But where was OSHA? Because according to the law, and according to OSHA and Cal OSHA, confined spaces, you are not allowed to go into a confined space, aka buildings and smaller, wearing a mask without these minimal regulations being made. That's for your public safety, and yet they're requiring you to wear a mask into a place that can't guarantee 19.2% and saying it's for your public safety. You can't tell me that that's what it's for. Not anymore. Not when OSHA regulations say the complete opposite of what you're doing. And then you silence OSHA because you know people are going to follow OSHA regulations over the government, the governor's fucking executive order that doesn't amount to a hill of beans. I told you so. That's what's funny about this. So I made a post about COVID, and one of the posts that came in was actually from a newspaper, and it showed the survival rate for the top six countries that had coronavirus. And America is at a 99.983 survival rate per capita, based on Facebook in all its illustrious glory, and their fact checkers decided they were going to fact check me, and they put in there that it was wrong. And, you know, covered the post, and this was fact-checked, and blah, 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 and it was proven to be wrong. So they, I go over to where they show the math. Well, you know, 1.6 million people had this, and I believe it was 95,000 have died from it. If you take the 99.983% success rate, that's not 0.17, you know, that's not 95,000, that's 264 have survived. You know, 0.17% would make it 264, not 95,000 deaths. So I grabbed my phone with the calculator and I did some very simple math. 1.6 million, or whatever the number was, divided by 95,000, which is the death rate, or the death toll from coronavirus. Enter. I got 16.9. Now, how do you turn 16.9 into a percentage? Well, I don't know about you, but I learned in fourth grade math, you move the decimal point over two spaces to the left. With the decimal place move two spaces to the left. What does that give you? 0.69. So for the sake of argument, we'll round it up to the false claim of 0.17. So apparently now math is false, according to fact checkers. And what was funny is I sent the message to Facebook and to the fact checkers, and immediately everything got taken down. I have not seen that post up anywhere. I can't find them. I can't find the post that shows the numbers, the percentiles of the survival rate. Because people taking basic third and fourth grade math with a calculator are going, somebody that's working for you is doing Common Core math or something. You know, they're doing that freaking Common Core Obama education shit, because the number is 0.169, which comes out to 0.17, which is exactly what the post said. And you got to think about it this way, people. if you post something like that, how do you justify a pandemic? How do you justify locking down an entire nation when 1.6 million people out of 330 or 360 million have it? So you've got 1/300th of 1% got it. Or what? One? No. Three. Let's see. Yeah, 3 million would be 1%. So it would be, you know, 1/3 of 1%. There we go. 1/3 of 1%. Sorry, I didn't sleep a lot last night. And my brain's not firing on all eight cylinders. So yeah, so 1/3 of 1% of the population got the COVID. 1/3 of 1%. Out of that, 0.17%, less than 0.1% of the 1/3 of 1% died from it. And these are numbers that justify closing down a country? I'm going to throw this out here with this. Could it be that even though this is terrible, and as I said to begin with, I'm not downplaying the horrific way in which this disease not only ravages you, not only the problems you have after, but I'm just saying one 20th basically of 1% of 1/3 of 1% of the entire nation. So 1/300 millionth of 1%, and we have these issues, and we're closing it. Could it be that because the economy reached 30,000 on the stock market, unemployment was at an all-time low, people were picking up ways of making things work, do you think maybe they did that because certain groups have an individual that they know will never get into the White House without a crisis? I'm just throwing it out there. You know me, I'm more libertarian in my mindset. I'm what I call a center right individual. So, with being a center right individual, let's just think about that for a minute. All this undue, over-the-top response. And I already told you, you're wearing gloves, you're wearing masks, you're cross-contaminating no matter what you do. And who in their right mind thought this made sense? And again, without OSHA, you know, OSHA's silent because they were told to be. Yeah. A lot going on. I just want you guys to think about those things. So now with people saying, hey, fuck this. Screw this. We're going back to work. You know, I've got families to provide for. I got obligations. Bills don't stop coming in because people get sick. A racist bastard cop all four of them decide to kill a man. Who's in custody. And by the way, for those of you fuckers that are calling this man innocent, a man was wanted for a warrant for fraud. Okay. Might not be a violent crime, but he's still, fraud is a dirtbag crime. Okay. So he's not this innocent little man. Oh my God. Now, what the cops did was unconscionable. But by the way, everybody there is complicit. But you know who's the only one that's getting flack? The white guy. There was an Asian, there was a Latino cop, and there was a black cop. The Latino and black cop were on top of George Floyd, just like the white cop was. In fact, if they hadn't been on him, he probably could have shifted into a position that they would have just had to lean him over the cop car and get him in. So, and then the little Asian fuck that looked like a droopy dog standing there, fucking retard. Swear to God, you know, you look like Deputy Droopy up here. Dudley Do-Right, for those of you that are old enough to remember that. Dudley Do-Right from the cartoons. Fucking Dudley Do-Right and his buddies there. Murder a guy who was not being violent, didn't run from them. So this happens, and everybody's charged up anyway because of the quarantine, which was stupid because you don't quarantine healthy people. You quarantine sick people away from healthy people. That's what a quarantine is. But let's not beat a dead horse. And it's unconscionable what they did. The problem I have is you got a white cop, which, by the way, they said this guy, you know, was a MAGA guy and, you know, he wore the red Trump hat and this and that. And then they pulled that off because they found out that it was a Photoshop from an Antifa group or one of these other groups that they put that on there so that they could incite hysteria. So, you know, unconscionable act of stupidity. Here's where the thing is. Okay, according to the police protocol manual for Milwaukee, that was a legal way to arrest the man. They did not step outside of protocol for arrest procedures. However, this goes back to the stupid shit of, I'm just doing my job. This is what happens when you give individuals who have been given participation trophies badges and guns and told them that they're demigods and they don't have, people don't have the right to tell them no. You end up with stupid shit like this. Because anybody wearing a shield and a gun and makes arrests. And for those of you that want to know, I used to do that in my former career. I wore a shield and a gun. I made arrests. I worked for a private security firm that did everything from reservation patrol down to staring at buildings overnight to protect them. And every form of law enforcement in between. I worked at Barona Indian Reservation. I was on the Res Riders. I was casino security. I was reservation patrol. I worked reservation patrol for another thing. I worked fugitive recovery. I worked all this. So I know what it is to wear a badge and a gun, okay? And I know the challenges involved. But here's the thing. It's called judgment, people. And if I have law enforcement out there listening, here's the thing. If you work in law enforcement and you listen to my podcast, here's the thing. I understand what you guys do every day. And yes, for most of us that tried to do a good job and tried to stay within the confines of what we were able to do, it's a very tough job. Okay. But there are times, just like in any organization, any type of work, construction, welding, nursing, where you take the policy manual and you throw it out the fucking window. Okay? If you cannot sometimes figure out a solution from outside the book, from a humanity standpoint, you're in the wrong career. And if you're too scared to deal with people and you're in a job like that, you're in the wrong job. You're in the wrong career. Okay, policy said you stand on his neck, the other three of you get on him so he can't move. Well, he's claiming he can't breathe. Maybe, logic and thinking, maybe with four of us here and more backup on the way, we need to shift this, or we need to get him in cuffs, get him over the hood of the car, and get this situated. If he wants to keep fighting, there's this amazing little tool called the taser. And I've found in personal experience, more people are scared of tasers than they are of guns. Tasers hurt like a motherfucker. I took the 5-second ride twice, maybe three times, I don't remember. Twice, I know for sure. And the two times that I remember, it definitely was an experience you never forget. It was twice. And the third time was the pepper spray training. That's what it was. But so bad judgment across the board, okay? Bad judgment. Use, you should have used your training. They're not trained. You go in for 4 months, you learn penal codes, you learn how to violate people's rights based upon arbitrary laws that have been passed by arbitrary things that don't even make any sense, and then you're sent out with a badge and a gun, a pat on the head, and said, people can't tell you no because you're a demigod. Remember that, Billy, just like you're special, just like your participation trophy. Here's your participation trophy and your boomstick. Go have fun. That's a lot of what is being taught in schools today, academies today. They're not teaching community relations. They're not teaching community policing. They're not teaching interaction. They're not teaching communication. They're teaching, according to Penal Code 1427, Section 9, Paragraph that. What is that? Barney Fife? Barney Fife could quote the penal code book inside and out. But when it came to actually doing the job, he was frickin' chicken, which is why it made it so funny on the Andy Griffith Show. You got Barney Fife cops out there that don't know anything but the procedure manual and have the personality of a stone wall. And that's why they murdered this guy, because they had no imagination. They had no logical thought process. Was I there? No. I don't know everything involved, but I do know this much. The scenario as it looked and what I saw from the tapes, there's any number of a half a dozen different scenarios to which they could have made that arrest, and we wouldn't be in the bullshit that we're in now. And yes, I'm armchair quarterbacking, but as somebody who has arrested countless people in their previous career, there's always a different way if something is happening. It's unconscionable. It's murder. And not just the white cop, the black cop, the Asian cop, and the Latino cop, all of them need to be hung from the fucking battlements by their toes and their heads put on pikes. Because you don't do that willingly. I don't care. More so for the ignorance of, well, it's policy and procedure. Yeah, they killed a man. So, yes, I'm pissed off. I'm not only pissed off about the man dying. And like I said, you know, he's not innocent. Fraud is a dirtbag crime. I don't care who you are. And he had a warrant out for being a dirtbag criminal. He just wasn't a violent dirtbag criminal. But he's still a human being. And you make adjustments based upon the scene, based upon what they're telling you. I can't tell you how many times I've been on somebody's back, had my knee on their back, on their neck, this and that, and found out real fast, I got to change something or we're going to lose this dude. And so you give commands. Hey, we need to get you this, you here, do this, you. Let's get this situated so we can get him in the car because this isn't working. Nope. Can't do that because I'm a robot. The manual, the book said I can't do it. I have to do it this way. This is why I have a love-hate relationship with the police. I understand what they do. They're necessary in many cases. But when they fuck up big because we live in this soft society. We live in this society. You know, it used to be cops used to walk down the street with a gun and baton, walk down the street, walk into Joe's Diner, walk into, you know, Mrs. Turnbottom's drugstore, you know, pat Jimmy on the head and give him a lollipop. And people knew, hey, if shit goes down, we can call Roger because he walks through our neighborhood. We're friends with him. He plays basketball with the kids in uniform. We've gotten away from that. And this is the result. And then because of this, we get into protests. Now, let me be perfectly clear before I make my next set of statements, because I'm going to start nailing people's hides to the barn doors. I believe in a protest for this man's death. Obviously, there's some shit going on in the Minneapolis Police Department where they have people that can't think past 2 seconds ahead of themselves. Or their training is lacking. Something's wrong in that department, obviously, for something like this to happen. Also, most of the time, and what's interesting is most police departments have this as a protocol restraint in their manuals. There are plenty of new restraint devices on the market. Departments need to start looking into them that are non-lethal. And maybe shifting and adjusting when and how to use this particular form of restraint when it comes. Again, like I said, I'm armchair quarterbacking, but having been there in my former career and watching what I saw, no bueno, people. No bueno. And I am for, and in that case, I would be like, yeah, you know, protest, go to the police department, tell them, hey, you guys fucked up. Okay, not a problem. I don't have an issue with that. What I have an issue with is these little fuckers that showed up, paid for by direct action, a George Soros movement, Black Lives Matter, who doesn't give a shit about black lives because 5 black lives have died in these riots. They don't give a flying fucking rat's ass about black lives. They care about their political agenda. Because if they cared, they'd be pissed off and they'd be telling their people, stop rioting, stop looting. With these other 5 people, black individuals, black brothers and sisters that died. And these little fucking 5'2", 125-pound soaking wet Antifa fucks that take 9 of them to go up against one of us big conservative boys all show up, and they're going to riot. And you know what's interesting is in these streets, all of a sudden, mysteriously, there are pallets and crates of rocks being delivered to street corners along the protest route. And like the president said, and members of Congress have said, this was orchestrated. This was orchestrated. It was funded and it was orchestrated by Soros and by other people linked to him, a.k.a. the Democratic Party, and other individuals. It was orchestrated. But you know what took it over the top? This is what took it over the top, okay? And this is what very smart people knew when they delivered these rocks, is you've tied down and you've locked down people for 4 months over bullshit. They're finding out, I lost my business. I lost my job. I've been stuck at home for 4 months over a global pandemic that I have a better chance of being struck by lightning, carrying a 2x4 on a golf course at midnight in January in San Diego while making a phone call to Australia than dying of COVID. So you have a group of people, you have this catalyst, and very smart people take this catalyst, and as the Democrats have said for years, never let a good crisis go to waste. You have very smart people that understand that there are groups of people that are not as smart of people, that can be easily manipulated. And when I say this, it's 50-50 between black and white out protesting and rioting and all the other bullshit. In fact, most pictures I see, it's more white people than it is people of color. But in a later podcast, we're going to get into white guilt and white hate and why hating your own culture is retarded. And it goes into this whole beta soy boy nonsense that's been shoveled at us for 50 years. At least 40. So you have this catalyst after locking people down for 4 months. What did you expect was going to happen? And again, nobody's doing anything. All these Democrat cities where this shit's going down, nobody does anything. And then they scream and yell about how the White House and how the president and how big government, you know, we hate Donald Trump and we hate big government, but we need Donald Trump. Why isn't Donald Trump doing anything? First of all, it's at a local level or a state level. And it's not his responsibility, per se, to take care of it. But again, he's going to have to be daddy because nitwits can't get their heads out of their asses. And these are our leaders, people. And I'm not saying Trump is, you know, ...100% right all the time. But you have the catalyst of this man being killed plus the bullshit of coronavirus and then being locked down for 4 months. Along with the loss of jobs, the loss of pay, the loss of people. Yeah, it's going to be a hot time in the old town tonight. What else, you know, and I knew when they said, oh, there's going to be a protest, I knew what was going to happen. I knew it. What surprised me was the amount of... And then you've got the fucking idiot mayor of Minneapolis. Well, be sure to pick up masks and be sure to social distance because COVID. Fucker, nobody's getting COVID. Nobody gives a fuck about COVID. You don't give a fuck about COVID, obviously. People in the streets, cats and dogs together, pandemonium, you know. I love Bill Murray in that statement. But, you know, the cats and dogs living together, pandemonium. Anyway, this is what happens with stuff like that. And then, oh, well, COVID, remember COVID, fuck COVID. Obviously, you know, the hood has been pulled off of COVID for the hoax that it is. People that get it, again, horrific. But the rest of the stuff, the amount of overkill, the hood has been pulled off. It's like at the end of Scooby-Doo when they reveal who the person was. That's exactly what happened with this. So you have that catalyst and the murder of this man. And it's a tender bundle. And it went up. As to the people looting, stop fucking looting. Because I guarantee you, you start coming around places that I hang out, I'm going to shoot. I will defend myself right in your face with a very quick projectile. You notice they're only looting downtowns and in cities. They're not going into suburbs. They talked about going into suburbs. That didn't work very well for them. Because when certain individuals in the more rich places were calling 911 saying, hey, there are people here in the suburbs that are looking to loot. The cops said, we're too busy. We can't do anything. Do what you have to do. And there are armed men and women coming out going, the fuck you want? And besides, these fuckers ain't going to do anything anyway. One of these nitwit little beta soy boys grabs an AR-15 out of a burning patrol vehicle in Seattle. An armed security guard with a that looked like, what was it? It looked like a SIG, 9mm SIG, runs right at him, pointed right center mass with his gun, telling him to drop it, drop it. I saw it from the news version, and then I saw somebody that was actually there on their phone recording. Everybody dispersed like a bunch of little kids. One man with a gun. With real bullets. Five people. Four black men. One young black girl lost their lives through this rioting. Where's Black Lives Matter? Where is all the virtue signaling white liberals that constantly hold up their signs and scream about social injustices and indignities and how could we and this and that? Where are they for these five individuals? Some of which, the majority of, that were protecting their own stuff, things that they bought, things that they owned, things that was their livelihood. Black people go in and burn down their own communities and then blame the white man for them acting like animals. And yes, I'll say it, and I don't care if people, you know, and white people that back them up, like Antifa and these other nitwits that go in and support these behaviors, are also animals. Everybody in these riots is acting like an animal. It doesn't matter what color they are. They're acting like animals. And when you have a group of animals that act the way these do, what do you do? For you hunters out there, and for you people that have dealt with wild, rabid animals, what is the end game with that? .. That's what the president meant when he said people are going to get shot if they keep this up. He wasn't talking about the military coming in and taking people out. He was talking about the American people doing what needed to be done, like dealing with sick and diseased animals. You can't tell me this is just about one person. And what's funny is you got a black lady out there dealing with all these virtue signaling whites and Latinos and Asians that all go to these Ivy League colleges that are screaming Black Lives Matter. And she's like, you're not even black. What the hell do you know about it? And what I know about it is I live in the neighborhoods and this is what's up. And it's hilarious to watch the engagement on that. These groups don't care. If they did, where are they? Why aren't they talking about this? Why isn't the mainstream media talking about the evil of these riots and of the looting and of all the devastation that it's doing to black businesses and to the black people that own these businesses and to the lives of the people that were lost? Because they don't care. It doesn't fit their agenda. And their agenda, no matter what it is, just like this whole thing about, you know, they believe the accuser in Joe Biden's case, in Sleepy Joe's case, about her being sexually harassed. The tweet goes from one of the DNC reps of, yes, we believe you and we think it happens, but beating Donald Trump in November is more important than what happened to you. So this is the sick mindset that is coming in behind the legitimate protests, which I get behind. And completely nullified it. Nobody cares about George Floyd now. You know, what's funny is Dennis Rodman actually put it best. Of all people, Dennis Rodman actually put it the best. You're out there looting, you're pillaging, you're causing all this damage and screaming that you have this inaccurate stereotype of black people and what they do and who they are, and yet you're out here doing exactly and perpetuating the exact stereotype that you hate and want to not be labeled. I find it absolutely hilarious. But at the end of the day, it's only about one thing when it comes to this. So back in the 60s, there was two sets of riots. There was the Watts riots, and then there was the thing that happened in Kent State, both of which ended only after the instigators were shot. This may be the only way this is going to end, is if they're shot. Should they? You loot stores, you damage property, you're kicking people into comas, and they're on life support in the street. Yeah, I think you ought to be. And that stopped the Watts riots immediately. Maybe that's what needs to happen. And for everybody out there that knows, this is just halftime for COVID because it's all part of the grander scheme of things. Yeah. Where, you know, some news stations, I can't even really find anything about all the rioting going on. All it is more coronavirus briefings and more this and more that. And are we going to go back to social distancing? Was it the right time to open the country? Blah, blah. Bullshit, bullshit, quack, quack, bullshit, bullshit, quack, quack. So, think of this as halftime, people. Although, with the rioting going on, I'll tell you this much. This is probably the best halftime show I have seen in many, many years. Far supersedes anything that the NFL could have ever come up with, because their shit has stunk for the last 10 years for halftime shows. But if I were you, with everything else, I'd refuse to make it halftime. COVID's done. COVID's over. Let's get on with life. At the end of the day, they all admit, whether it's Antifa, whether it's Black Lives Matter, whether it's the Democrat National Committee, whether it's any of these groups, the only thing that matters is defeating Donald Trump in November. That's all that matters. It doesn't matter if your entire family was massacred by Antifa or the Black Panthers or anything like that. As long as we defeat Donald Trump in 2020, that's all that makes a difference. They don't care about you. And on the flip side, the Republican, I've never seen such a namby-pamby, we're conservative, we're going to talk through this group of Republicans in my life. Be fucking Republicans. Republican. Most people think of Republicans, they think of cowboys. Time to bring back John Wayne, boys. The only one that's even close, maybe, is Dan Crenshaw. He's one of my favorite congressmen in there, from Texas, of course. So, the Dems have only one thing in mind, and that is to defeat Donald Trump in 2020. It doesn't matter how much they lie, they cheat, they provide weapons and destruction for these groups. And what I find is funny is it's so bad that even, you had CBS that admitted that they were putting Italian hospital coronavirus footage on their news broadcast. And now you have MSNBC putting footage of Philadelphia in flames that's actually footage from the movie World War Z as legitimate news. They don't care about you. And the other side, for whatever reason, our Republican friends in government in general sucks, but our friends in government on the Republican side, they act like they're castrated because we don't want to hurt people's feelings and affect. But the Dems, they're adopting a scorched earth policy. The problem is whenever you adopt a scorched earth policy, eventually you run into the people whose earth you're scorching, and it never ends well. Unless you're a Viking, then you get away with it. But for the most part, always be a Viking if you can be. If you can be anything, be a Viking. But that's it, man. They don't care about you. None of this was about George Floyd. It was about making a political statement. And just like with everything that they've done for the last 3.5 years, it's going to come back and bite them in the ass. It already is. And everybody's all quiet and silent until, it got to a point where they had to break their silence, or people are going to start asking, wait a minute, how come nobody's on TV doing stuff about this? Ultimately, remember, just like our buddy old George Carlin said, at the end of the day, when it comes to anything, it's all bullshit and it's bad for you. This is Philip Vandermeulen with Toxic Masculinity, signing off. Have a great day. Be good to each other. And I love you guys.